density altitude is perhaps the single most important factor affecting airplane performance. It has a direct bearing on the power output of the engine, the efficiency of the propeller, and the amount of lift generated by the wings. When the air temperature increases, the density of the air decreases. Also, as altitude increases, the density of the air decreases. The density of the air can be described by referring to a corresponding altitude. That's why the term that's used to describe air density is density altitude. Remember that a decrease in air density means high density altitude, and an increase in air density means lower density altitude. Density altitude is determined by first finding the pressure altitude and then correcting this altitude for non-standard temperature variations. It's really important to remember that as air density decreases, the density altitude is higher, aircraft performance decreases. As air density decreases, or as density altitude gets lower, aircraft performance increases. Any increase in temperature, humidity, or a decrease in air pressure results in a higher density altitude, and this significantly decreases power output. The engine produces power in proportion to the weight or density of the air. So as air density decreases, the power output of the engine decreases. This is true of all engines that are not supercharged or turbocharged. The other thing is propeller efficiency decreases as the air density decreases. The problem with high-density altitude operations is compounded by the fact that when the air is less dense, more engine power and more propeller efficiency is required to overcome the decreased lifting efficiency of the wings. The additional power and propeller efficiency are not available under high-density altitude conditions. The effects of humidity are not considered when determining density altitude, but keep in mind that high humidity will decrease airplane performance. Wind has a direct effect on the performance of the airplane. A headwind will increase airplane performance by shortening the takeoff distance and increasing the angle of climb. During landing, a headwind will increase performance by steepening the approach angle and reducing the landing distance. A tailwind, though, will decrease performance at a significantly greater offset than the increase of the headwind. Tailwind has a much greater negative effect. Airplane manufacturers provide information in the form of charts and tables from which performance data can be obtained. Because all values are not listed on the tables and graphs, interpolation is often required to determine intermediate values for a particular flight condition or performance situation. Interpolation means to compute intermediate values between a series of given values. When performance is critical, an accurate determination of performance values is the only acceptable means to determine what the performance will be like. Prediction of performance is based upon a standard sea level altitude, sea level temperature of 15 degrees Celsius, 59 degrees Fahrenheit, and a sea level pressure of 29.92 inches of mercury. This combination of temperature and pressure is called standard conditions, or a standard day, or ISA, International Standard Atmosphere. Figure number 8, density altitude chart, which is used to determine pressure altitude and density altitude. Remember, in order to find density altitude, pressure altitude has to first be determined, because density altitude is pressure altitude corrected for non-standard temperature. The performance problems require that you take an altimeter setting that's given, an airport elevation, and an airport temperature, and derive density altitude. So here's an example. Let's determine the density altitude for the following conditions. The altimeter setting is 29.25. The airport elevation is 5,250 feet, and the airport temperature is 81 degrees Fahrenheit. If you look at figure 8, 29.25 is not listed on the chart specifically. There's a 29.2 and there's a 29.3, each of which has a corresponding value, pressure altitude conversion factor. The difference between the two values is 94. 47 is exactly halfway between 29.2 and 29.3. If you add 47 to the lower conversion of 579, or subtract 47 from the higher conversion of 673, you'll get 626. 626 is the pressure altitude conversion factor for the altimeter setting of 29.25. When 626 is added to the airport elevation of 5,250 feet, you arrive at a pressure altitude of 5,876 feet. The way to remember whether to add the conversion or subtract the conversion is to look at your altimeter setting that's given to you, and then determine whether you have to increase that setting to arrive at 29.92 or decrease that setting. If you have to increase the number to get to 29.92, that's a memory clue to tell you to add the conversion. If they give you an altimeter setting, such as 30.00, well, you have to reduce that to return to 29.92, so in that case, you would subtract the conversion. Once you convert airport elevation to pressure altitude, you can then go into the chart and use that pressure altitude value and corresponding temperature to exit the graph with an approximate density altitude and solve the question. Remember that pressure altitude lines are slanted, so an intermediate pressure altitude value will be found between the slanted lines, equal distant from the top and the bottom line. So I have a question. If it's necessary to change your altimeter setting from 29.15 to 29.85, what change occurs? Well, if you take the altimeter and you turn it from 29.1 to 29.8, the indicated altitude is going to increase. So we know it's going to increase in indicated altitude. What's the difference? If you subtract 29.15 from 29.85 and then multiply that times 1,000, that will give you the number of feet difference that the altimeter will indicate. To answer the question, if it's necessary to change your altimeter from 29.15 to 29.85, what change occurs? A 700-foot increase in indicated altitude. So, to review the two most important definitions, what is pressure altitude? Pressure altitude is the altitude indicated when the barometric pressure scale is set to 29.92. And what is density altitude? Density altitude is pressure altitude corrected for non-standard temperature.